Good afternoon and welcome again to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly conversation about the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt, your host once again. Glad to have you along on this Friday afternoon or whenever you are listening to us. Remember, you can always go to alaskapublic.org and download old episodes of Stage Talk or to subscribe to us on a podcast. Also, if you've missed anything, you can always check our website and find out what else is going around the town in our Stage Talk calendar. Well, today we have Gary Forrester, the Executive Director of Valley Performing Arts, visiting us, going to tell us about their whole new season, Season 41, starting up at Valley Performing Arts, and it's an exciting season, I can tell you that right now. I've got the list in front of me. We'll be talking about all the shows coming up and maybe even a few more things. Who knows what Gary is going to talk about. Welcome to the show, Gary.
Thanks for having me back, Steve.
Hey, this looks like a great season you've got coming up here, and I know you've got, do you have any surprises that are not on the season?
No surprises on the that aren't here, but it's exciting for us. Dave Newfer, our Artistic Director, worked really hard to make sure we have a lineup that is full of musicals and comedies and dramas and just lots of excitement. And there's a couple of things that may be atypical for us, but we're looking forward to having those on board for the season.
I've noticed there's some things on here that, speaking of variety, it's really a varied season. You've got things from almost every genre I can imagine on here.
And Dave was very deliberate in that. He wanted to show a little bit of breadth. We have shows that are small casts. We have shows that have large casts and shows that are kind of in between. It's kind of like 31 flavors. Pick your flavor and we've got it for you.
Probably. Right. And speaking of flavors, you start out with a flavorite. Sorry for the pun there.
That's okay.
An all-time flavorite with Harvey, Mary Chase's wonderful comedy about Elwood P. Dowd. And the supposedly imaginary, was it Puka or Hookah?
It's a Puka.
Puka, right. Tell us about Harvey.
Harvey's a great show. It's the first show that we did in season one. So Dave thought it'd be a nice idea to bring it back for season 41. It's been 40 years coming and going. It's a great play. It's directed by a new young director, T.J. Jones. She's kind of taken a fresh look on the play. Elwood, like you said, has an imaginary friend. It's a rabbit.
A 6-foot-tall rabbit.
6-foot-tall rabbit. And his very loving sister, thinking that's in his best interest, is trying to get him committed. And the process actually gets herself committed. So it's kind of turnabout. And in the end, people are kind of scratching their heads. Well, is he real or is he not real? So it's exciting play to be able to be involved with.
And that opens September the 9th and runs through October the 2nd. So you've got a pretty long run for that show.
It's a 4-week run.
And you said the director is doing a new take on that show.
Yeah, well, it's got what we like to say, fresh eyes on it.
Mm-hmm.
So and she's honoring the script and things like that, but it's a little bit younger cast than what you might typically see. But TJ's put a put together a lot of nice things that people will be pleasantly surprised by and really enjoy.
Sounds interesting. You know, that some people often think of Jimmy Stewart as playing the Elwood P. Dowd role in the film. But I've seen this show numerous times. I've done the show years ago back in college, and you don't need that Jimmy Stewart personality. You can have all kinds of actors play that part.
Oh, yeah. It's not locked in. You know, it's not a pigeonhole character, to say the least. So you have some width and some breadth to be able to portray the characters the way that you think they should be played. So there's a good breadth to this one.
So you start out with the first show you've ever done,
right?
And you go to a challenging show, which is Edward Albee's play, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? One of the most powerful plays done back in the '60s. Really brought Edward Albee into the forefront of American theater. Intense drama. Tell us about this play, and tell us also. Valley Performing Arts isn't often known for doing this type of show, but you told me before the show you have done these shows in the past. Tell us about the show.
We have done some mature shows in the past, and this is one of those that is for mature audiences. It's a small cast, a 4-person cast, an older couple and a younger couple. There is some conflict. Older couple, the woman. Martha is the daughter of the president of the university where her husband is tenured at. There's some angst and some tension there. She seems to think he doesn't appreciate her, and she's got a big mouth. And they bring these young couple home with them after a faculty party. And they're all have had a little bit too much to drink. And as we know, sometimes alcohol can loosen our inhibitions a little bit. And some things come out on both sides, both from the young couple and the older couple. And Martha starts to think that maybe she likes the young guy that's sitting in the room next to her. And it's very much, if you do it appropriately, and Grant's got a very, Grant Olson, who's the director, is very good at dramas. The show does have some comedy in it. It's not all dark. If he's convinced that if you do it properly, a lot of the humor, especially if it's in the first act, will come out.
Well, you find a lot of humor in Albee's works, although people often miss that sometimes. They think of him as being a dark playwright. But yeah, you're right. And this is a real tour de force for all four actors, isn't it?
It is. Line load is heavy when you have a smaller cast like this. Timing is going to be very, very important for this because there's some overlapping lines. There's tension, there's conflict, there's a lot of emotion that goes on in this one, so it's got to be able to it's fast paced, but you won't know everything's said and done. Hopefully the audience is going to be what Grant kind of well. Hope the audience will be sweating as much as you are on stage. That it'll be that intense.
Sounds terrific. We're talking with Gary Forster, who is the executive director of Valley Performing Arts. We're talking about their season 41 coming up, and to mention that Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf opens October 21st and goes through November the 6th. And I just had auditions for that. The show was just cast.
It was just cast last weekend.
Speaking of auditions, I understand there's a play called Elf, the musical, based on the film that someone maybe in this room is directing.
Gary. Oh, I don't know. Who could that be, Steve?
And you have auditions coming up.
I do. I have auditions coming up on August the 13th and 14th. Looking for Buddy the Elf and a cast of about 30 people to do this. It's an Alaskan premiere. So we're very, very excited about being able to do this show.
So is this based on the movie, or was the movie based on a play, or how did that work?
This is based on the movie itself. I kind of say it's a loose adaptation. For those that really enjoyed the movie, there's enough of the movie that's in the musical that they will recognize it readily. But there's a lot of things that I really like that they've done in the musical that they didn't do in the movie.
And the movie was not a musical.
The movie was not a musical. Right. It was just a straight up comedy with Will Ferrell and Bob Newhart and James Caan. It's very much a family Christmas show.
And this is your Christmas show. Runs November 25th through December the 18th.
Right. And we're looking to probably cast somewhere between 8 to 12 young people from ages, 8 to 15. But there's parts in this show from 8 to 80. So there's something for everybody in this show. I'm really excited. It's an Alaskan premiere. Nobody else has gotten it. So
great. And again, you're having auditions next
August
weekend.
August 13th and 14th at Valley Performing Arts.
Great. Next play starting the start of 2017, running January 13th through the 29th, is a play that I've seen before. Actually, I saw it at Seattle Rep. It is one of the funniest plays I've seen. I've got to give you that. It's called Boeing Boeing, but it's spelled B-O-E-I-N-G, like the airline.
Like the airlines.
Boeing Boeing. It's a hilarious farce, but tell us about this play.
Basically, you have a Lothario. It's a gentleman that has three women who he is engaged to. They're all stewardesses, and they're flight attendants, I guess is the proper way to say that.
Well, back at the time, this was written back in the 60s.
Right, written back in the 60s. These three ladies have never been in town at the same time, so he's been able to string them along. Well, it so happens this one particular time, all three of these women are in town at the same time. So it's a farce that he has to juggle all three women in his apartment, showing up at different times. It's very funny. Directed by DJ Rotok. And this is also our dinner theater show.
Oh, interesting. Tell us about that.
What we do is we schedule three weekends at the theater and then a fourth weekend at Evangelist Restaurant. And we do three dinner shows there. And this is the third year we've done it. And DJ Rotok is the one who's directed the other two dinner theaters. And it's been a very successful formula for us. People really enjoy it.
Well, this is a very, very funny farce. I'm sure it'll go for great with the dinner theater audience.
It lends itself to, comedies lend themselves to dinner theater very readily because you don't have to worry about bringing in instruments like a musical or something else like that. You just set up your stage, set up dinner, and then let people laugh their way through the main course.
And speaking of lending, that's a nice segue to our next show, which is a show called Lend Me a Tenor. Many people know the show. Also a farce.
Is it a farce?
Performing February the 17th through March the 5th. And tell us about Lend Me a Tenor. Two farces back to back.
Basic premise of this play is a well-known, world-renowned tenor comes into town. And as they're getting ready for the show, something happens and he's not able to go on. So the manager of the theater convinces one of the other people of his employees to pretend to be this tenor. Goes on to go on stage and perform. It ensues that the original tenor, the world famous one, comes to his senses and is able to come on a show. So it's, again, it's a back and forth. Who should be performing? Who's not performing? Are you the real tenor? Are you not the real tenor? It's a really fun play.
And there's a love story intertwined with all this as well.
There
isn't
is
there?
There's a love story in there. Every good comedy should have at least one part of some kind of love interest that's involved, which kind of makes it gives it another layer to it.
And this show's been done a number of times, but it's always fresh. It seems like it's always got something new.
It's always something different. The director for this one, Vanessa Warner, has done comedies in the past. She did. See How They Run a couple of years ago, and it was very successful. So we comedies do very well at VBA.
I'm sure they do, and this show always does well. The next show is a murder mystery. Again, we do all the genres here at Valley Performing Arts, and then There Were None, Agatha Christie. So tell us about that.
That's a great play, based on otherwise known as Ten Little Indians.
Right.
Some people might be aware of that. We have a group of people who are invited to come to an island by a mysterious host. And once they get on the island, they start dying one by one.
And there's statues, aren't there?
They're statues. This is directed by Larry Botchin, our former artistic director and one of our very accomplished directors. And this play will have some surprises, and I don't want to give anything away because Larry's already shared some things with us. But it's going to be an exciting play as the people who come to the island die. One by one. They've all committed some type of crime or something horrendous in their past, and now they're having to pay for it.
And there's every time I've seen this show, there's always some sort of thing about it. So I'm not going to ask you more about that. Our last show is California Suite. Neil Simon's, by the way, And Then There Were None performs March 24th through April the 16th. And then your last show, California Suite by Neil Simon, performs May 5th through the 28th. California Suite, Neil Simon, can't go wrong with that.
Can't go wrong with Neil Simon. It's four stories in one, four vignettes, and each story is a little bit different. A story about a family, a husband and wife, they're trying to resolve a situation with a child. You've got another situation where these people have gone on vacation. This is the last month of the vacation. It's four people that should have never gone on vacation together, and all the angst that ensues. It's actually four stories in one. It'll be a good one.
Well, Gary, it's been great having you on the show talking about Valley Performing Arts upcoming season, starting with Harvey, ending with Neil Simon, and all the stops in between. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me back.
Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.